Let me tell you a story, it may even be true, about a fellow who fell through the cracks. He was a hustler, a gambler, who lived on the edge, and they called him Lucky Fingers Max. He'd wager and win at the track and the fights, rolled sevens when he threw the dice. But if you asked him for a dime, he'd laugh in your face. He was lucky, but he wasn't too nice. Lucky, Lucky Fingers Max, he had a heart as black as coal. Lucky, Lucky Fingers Max, would he ever find, would he ever find his lost Jewish soul? One day he got a tip from some friends of his in Jersey about a fighter named Tiger Malone. His opponent's gonna lay down in the seventh round. You ought to bet everything that you own.
That you own.
Lucky bet his money, his house, and his caddy. Sat down to watch the fight with a snack. Things were going fine till the end of the sixth, when Tiger dropped dead from a heart attack. No more Lucky Fingers Max, now destitute and broke. No more Lucky Fingers Max, his lucky life had gone up in smoke. He was hiding from the cold in a worn-out shul when the rabbi came over and said, let me lend you some money from the synagogue fund. You can buy yourself a coat and some bread. Rabbi, Lucky said, you don't understand. I'm a gambler, a hustler, a cheat. All I see is a Jew, the old rabbi replied, who needs to get back on his feet. Lucky took the money and went to the track, put it all on Teapot Kelly to win. In a photo finish, he won by a nose. Lucky Fingers was in business again. Now somewhere in Brooklyn, there's a brand new shul, three stories of precious stained glass. All it says on the plaque is the money came from heaven, an anonymous gift of cold cash. Lucky, Lucky Fingers Max still has a long, long way to go. But Lucky, Lucky Fingers Max got lucky. Got lucky and found out.